Okay, so first of all, thank you to the hosts for having the shiur here and opening their house. And it's a shame to only have more opportunities to host simchas and inyanim of Torah and shiurim, and it's a shame for the tzibur and for to bring more bracha to the house, b'ezras Hashem. And thank you also to those that arrange the monthly shiur, and it's a big schus for the tzibur and for them. It's a shame that you continue to be able to do so. And I just, the truth is that we all know right now, we're in, Klal Yisrael is in a very difficult situation. Everyone's looking kind of for answers. There's a lot of questions and people want answers. We obviously don't have answers. But at least on a personal level, is there something that we can understand or take out of the situation, take out of it for our own personal lives, and something that maybe really talks to where we are individually, Klal Yisrael, and something that can really help and affect our personal lives also. So, if you paid attention, if you saw the topic, so what the topic is a topic which is very, very esoteric, very deep concept, and it's probably one of the maybe the most, you know, the deepest concepts maybe that exist. Enon Melvadoi, that Hashem runs the world. But I wanna hopefully by the end of tonight bring out some very, very practical and simple, really simple ways to understand and address the this concept. Should I move over? So There was a letter put out by Moshe Sternbach, maybe right after Sukkot, and he said in the letter over there, he writes a lot of beautiful things with different things people can mekabel on themselves, and he writes over there that the Geula will come when Klal Yisrael realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Geula will come when everyone realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that what we have to do, at least in our personal lives a little bit, is work on this idea, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the other thing that people always seem to have a question about is, that when these things happen, everyone right away reacts. And everyone says right away, oh, this is Mashiach, this is it. Mashiach is going to come. This is the end. Mashiach is basically here. We just have to get over the hump, and we're going to get to Mashiach. And people say this, and people are believing, and it's true. But then things happen, and then we go through it, and we thought it once, and Klal Yisrael thought it once, and thought it twice, and we're still here. So are we doing something wrong? Is it true? Is it true? Is it part of the process? Is it not part of the process? Are we getting closer to Mashiach? Are we not getting close? What do we have to do about that? So maybe we think about that a little bit also. So I guess the two questions are that how do we react? How can we do something a little bit, you know, that can really, something personal for each and every one of us? And maybe we could understand a little bit more, are we getting anywhere? Are we getting anywhere? Are we going through all this for any reason? Or are we just going through it and then it's just going to be another thing that happened? So, this idea that the tzaris get us closer. We say it every day in davening, actually. We say in davening in the bracha, it says, "Re'ena ve'anyenu ve'riva rivenu u'galenu meir olaman shemecha ki goyel chazak ata baruch ata Hashem goyel Yisrael." So, what do we say? This is the bracha of the Geula, goyel Yisrael. This is the bracha that we talk about the Geula. Look at our tzar. But then Rashi asks in Megillah, Rashi says, "How could we be talking about the Geula? Don't we have a lot of other brachas talking about the Geula? T'kabishir for God, l'cherzinu l'shlaim erchav l'sachazen einenu." So all of a sudden, all in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, it talks about the Geula. But we're not talking about that yet. Why are we talking about the Geula now, and we're not even, there's going to be plenty of other brachas later talking about the Geula. What are we talking about over here? So Rashi says, we're not talking about the Geula from the Golas. We're not talking about the Geula that's, the Geula Asida. We're talking about the little geulas that we see in our daily life while we're still in galus. Hashem is goyel us constantly. Hashem is constantly doing things for us. Hashem is constantly doing things for us that are providing for us little steps in the geula. And every time that something happens, it's getting us a step closer. And it's true, it is getting us a step closer. And that's what Rashi's saying. That's the bracha. What the bracha is really about is not, Hashem, you're going to bring the geula. It's Hashem, you're taking us one step further. Every time something happens, and every time that things are going on in the world, it is part of the process. It is getting us closer. So we're going to talk about Hashem's takah b'shefer gadol cheresenu, and Hashem is going to bring us closer. But this bracha is talking about the little things, and they may not be so little, but the steps in the process. So how do we make those steps get us closer? And how do we feel that each step is actually working to get us a little bit closer? So there's one answer, really. And the answer is like this. The answer is that it was like a story. Somebody went, called their Rav, and they say, Rabbi, I'm very nervous. What happened? You know, I went to the doctor and they found something, and they take a biopsy and they're sending it to the labs, and they're concerned that they don't know if it's cancerous or if it's not, and I'm really very, very concerned, very nervous, and I think I really have to do some introspection, see what I can cobble on myself, and I really want to take something on. So I said, okay, good. So come next week, we'll make it a point, we're gonna go over it, we'll talk about it, we'll see what really could work for you. And then the next week, and then, you know, they didn't call. So the Rav calls back and says, you know, I just want to check in. We made up, we're going to talk this week. He says, oh no, I don't have to, it's okay. The test came back negative, it's fine. So what happens is that at the time that we're scared, it's very easy to remember everything. It's very easy to remember. The problem is not what happens when we're scared. It's what happens once we are after the scare. What happens afterwards? The whole idea is, it all depends on what we take out of it. It all goes back to what we take out of it. What's the nisayon? The nisayon is when a person goes through a challenge, what do they think at the end? There's two things that could happen. They could think at the end that, wow, that was scary. I realize how weak I am. I realize how I really don't have anything of my own. I can't do anything on my own. Wow, that was scary. That brought out to me the clarity that really we all depend on Hashem. Or what could happen is, oh, that was a close call. But Maisa, it worked out. And I guess I'm not so bad after all. It did work out, so I'm okay. So the Vilna Goyen says, unbelievable idea. I don't want to focus on this, but it's just an idea because I think it's important people should know. The Vilna Goyen says that there was a conversation between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Sabbe de Beyatuna. The Sabbe de Beyatuna were the elders of Athens, were the greatest philosophers of the time of the Gemara, and there was a conversation between them. And basically what happened back and forth there was that they kept on asking, the Caesar asked Rabbi Shua ben Hananya to represent the Jewish people's opinion about random things. And this was going to be the debates. We're going to prove who are the chosen people, the Jewish people or the Romans or whoever thinks that they're chosen at that time. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya was chosen to represent the Yidden, and he went, and the Caesar started asking him questions. And you read the Gemara, you don't understand the word what the questions are talking about because they just seem very random. And it's all remez, and the Gra explains. But the first question that they asked Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya is, how long does it take for a nachash, for a snake to give birth? So what's the gestation period of a snake? How long does a snake is pregnant? So he said, Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya said 7 years. And the Caesar said, well, the Sabbe de Beyatuna did a scientific in a lab, an exam, a test, and they said it's only 3 years. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya said, No. Because the snake that they chose was already 4 years pregnant before, so of course it only took 3 years. But really, the Emes says it takes 7 years. Ad kan, the question and answer between the Chachamim and the Romans. And no one understands what in the world, why is this significant, why is this important? So the Gra basically says the following. He says the Gula process is 7 years long. First, the Gemara says the first 4 years are really bad. There's starvation and people are dying, and even Ruchnis, people are forgetting their Torah. And it's really, really bad. And then the 5th year starts getting better, and the 6th year better, and the 7th year we're on top, and then Mashiach comes. And more or less, what happens is that the Goyim said that the Nachash is Gematria Mashiach. Nachash is Gematria Mashiach. And what they were asking was, how long does it take Mashiach to come? You guys are claiming that you're the chosen people. Well, you're in Golas. Look, you're at the bottom of the barrel. You're poor. Everyone's trying to kill you. No one likes you. I saw an article from Shimon Schwab. Shimon Schwab, when he came from Germany, he moved to America. He came to Germany. And obviously the Yidden were hated there. Everywhere they walked, they felt hated. And he came and he saw an old Yid from Germany, and he saw him in America. And he said, oh, you're here too. They say it's better here. Is it better here? So the Yid told Rav Shimon Schwab, he was a young, he was a bacher, but he was young then. So he said, over here, not everybody hates us, but nobody likes us. So we're still the same, you know, it's been so long. So the Goyim said, Hashem forgot about you. Look, if Hashem was really in the process of bringing the Geula, it would be 3 years. The birth of Mashiach, the birth of the Nachash, Nachash is Mashiach, the birth is 3 years. Which 3 years? The 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. The years that everything's good. That's when we see Mashiach coming. And the Yidden say, no, it's 7 years. Because even the 4 years of the Tsaris is part of getting us closer. Even the 4 years of the Tsaris is part of getting us closer. And that's all part of the process. A guy can't understand that. If Hashem loves you, why is he putting you through that? No. That's part of the process. You have to go through that. You have to go through those 4 years. But then the girl asks that question that we all want to know. So then what happens? So we've been at that 4 years many times. So what happens? So the girl says, the 5th year, the Klal Yisrael miscarries. There's the Chevel Mashiach. They become pregnant with the Mashiach. Klal Yisrael's there after 4 years of the Tzaris. But the 5th year is when they lose it. Why? The 5th year, it gets better. And when it gets better is when we forget. It's not about what happens during the Tzaris. That's what happens after. The Nesoyon is to remember the Einod Milvadu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one taking us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Nesoyonists are there to remind us about this. And specifically in this case, I heard from a lot of Choshev Yidden in Eretz Yisrael and other places, specifically in this particular case, the way this whole thing erupted in Eretz Yisrael was in a way to remind us that we can't protect ourselves. We think that we can, but we can't really protect ourselves. And it's to remind us, Ein Oid Milvadei, that if it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the amount of, what were the numbers? I don't know, $2.5 billion were put into the wall to create so much security and every possible way that they wouldn't even be able to fly. There was an interview with one of the top security people in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks before that said that the latest technology on the wall was that even if a fly would be flying in front of the wall, they would be able to catch it. There's no way that anything can go on that they wouldn't know exactly what happened. But the point of the way was to teach us, we have nothing else to really rely on. We only have a Kadosh Baruch Hu to rely on. So that's really the concept of the Einod Milvadei. So we're in a Nisayon, it's a hard Nisayon, and the idea is, remind ourselves, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch, it's all about that we can't do it ourselves. Now, that's like a deep concept. We can't do it ourselves, simple, but is there something that we can do in our basic life that we can think, this is an opportunity that we can start working on this? So let's connect it to the parasha. There's a pasuk in the parasha. The parasha said, Parashas Chayisara, that when Avram Avinu made a shavua to Eliezer, he says, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim, Hashem is the God of the heavens. Asher lekachani mi beis avi. He took me out of my father's house. So Rashi asks, why is he called Elokei HaShemayim over here? Two psukim before, he was called Elokei HaShemayim v'ha'aretz. Hashem is the God over the land and the sky. Why over here is he called Elokei HaShemayim only? So Rashi says, he says, because Avram Avinu, when Hashem chose me, Hashem was only in the Shemayim. People thought he was only in the Shemayim. But now that I'm here, I taught the world that he's Elokei HaShemayim v'ha'aretz. Avram Avinu, what was the chiddush of Avram Avinu? Everybody before Avram Avinu did Avodah Zarah. What was the chiddush of Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu's chiddush was that Hashem cares about every single person and every single thing that goes on in our lives. So the people before Avram Avinu knew about God, but they thought he was so big, he doesn't care about the little things. So you're going to go ask Hashem for the little things that happen? It's not respectful. Adrab, it's respectful to follow the protocol, follow the hierarchy. You don't call the president about every little time that your electricity goes out. There's a hierarchy. You call the electric company for this, and you call the councilman for that, and the mayor for this, and the senator for that. And eventually, if there's something that's really important, you call the president. But you don't directly call the president. So that was the problem. They didn't realize that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He's directly involved in every step of our lives. So a lot of times people have this challenge. I don't want to daven to Hashem for my little things. So I daven to Hashem for my little things. There's two reasons I don't want to. Number one is, I don't want to waste Hashem's time. I don't want to, you know, it's not that. I don't want to waste his time on that. Or I don't really have, I have a certain amount of like points, you know. If you're going to use up my tefillah points on that, like I don't want to use up my points. So I don't want to waste Hashem's time with little things. Or more than that, you know, it's also not that important. So let's say you go to the store. And what's the frustration? So you go to the store, and the first store you went to didn't have what you want. So you think maybe the second store that you go to is going to have. But the second store doesn't have what you want either. So you have to go to three or four stores, basically, to get what you need for Shabbos. So you have to get the eggs over here and the fruits over there. So before you go to the store, you think, should I daven? I hope the store has what I want. Or do you say to yourself, I should really daven for the store to have what I want? Who cares? Let's say it doesn't have what I want. So it's not worth Hashem's time to get that he should make sure the store has what I want. I'd rather just go to the second store. So Ben Yonah says, no, it's not true. He says, on the Pasuk in Mishlei, b'chol d'rachecha da'ehu, you have to know about Hashem in every area of your life. You're supposed to daven to Hashem for even the small things. And he says, why? It's not that important if it happens. Whether they have the gefilte fish in the store is really not that important. But you having bitachon that Hashem could make them have gefilte fish is important. So therefore, he says, even when you're going to the store and you, before you get out of your car, you daven and say, Hashem, please make the store have what I want. So maybe that's too late. Maybe you should like do it when you're getting your car. Like give them a chance to let them get a chance to have it. But when you dive into Hashem and say, I hope this store has what I want, so now what are you saying? Hashem is part of my life. I don't use up my points. Right? Our daughter that calls from 7 days doesn't think she uses up her points every time she calls. You can call 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day. Right? So it doesn't stop. So you don't use up your points with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, you can call and ask, and you're supposed to. So that's one thing, is that we shouldn't think to ourselves that there's things which are, there's a threshold. It's only if it's really important, then I should daven. No. Part of this idea, bringing the Einon Milvado into our life, realizing that there's nothing that we can do without Hashem, sounds like the most lofty concept in the world. Wow, there's nothing. The planets and the stars and security on the walls and everything is in the war, everything is Hashem. It's a very lofty concept, but it's the way the Adraba. It's the opposite. It's the concept which makes Hashem the most involved in our life, even in the small things. A person can make it the most practical and the easiest lesson to learn. That it doesn't have to be the big things. There is nothing that's too big and nothing that's too small. And whatever is going on in someone's life, if they can reach out and say, you know, I hope that this meeting goes well. I hope I'm going to meet with someone. I hope Hashem puts the right idea in my mind. I hope that someone's going to call me about a shidduch. I hope I say the right thing. I hope I don't say the wrong thing. I hope I, you know, whatever the, I just read a story on Shabbos that Byron Cutler was learning, and someone, his grandson came and brought him a coffee. And he didn't drink it. So he didn't drink the coffee. So the grandson saw it was cold, so he went and he took away, brought him a new one. He figured he got so involved in the sugya, he didn't realize that he had brought him a coffee. And he didn't drink the second one either. So then he realized it wasn't because he was so, something was going on. So he asked his grandfather, he said, Sadie, what's wrong with the coffee? You don't like the coffee? She said, no, I'm fasting. So why are you fasting? I'm fasting because someone told me they're going to call me about a shidduch today, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing, so Hashem should give me sabbat d'shmaya to say the right thing. So there's nothing that we can say. There's nothing that's too small to reach out and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help this happen. Please make sure that, you know, help me, give me sabbat d'shmaya that whatever it is, that the carpool should go quick today, that the kids that should like supper, whatever is going on in your life, you can reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is working on this midah. This is Einon Milvadei. So even though Einon Milvadei sounds like the most uplifting concept, it's a very deep concept, but really it's very practical. Very practical. Now, I think that's what the parasha is saying. That was the whole chiddush of Avraham Avinu in a nutshell. Avraham Avinu found Hashem when he was 3 years old. No one. What do you mean he found Hashem? He found Hashem. Everyone knew that there was a power in the world, Elokei Hashemayim. Everyone knew that. Hashem found out. Avraham Avinu found Hashem means he found that Hashem is part of his own life. He was Elokei Hashemayim v'ha'aretz. And this is something I think, in a very practical way, we could take out of this whole, we could try to work on as part of this limud from this, is to understand that everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the little things in our life we can connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. Now, there's also, I think that's the main thing. And by the way, in halacha it says like that. In halacha, there's a tefillah that said, Rabbi Yonah brings a raya to this idea. Because in halacha, it's brought down, there's a tefillah you say before you take medicine. So people don't, not so noyig to say that tefillah. He says, why did Chazal institute this tefillah? So before you take a Tylenol, you say, Hashem, you're up to that it should work. Why? Because you're trying to remind yourself that there's nothing in life too simple to ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya in, and there's nothing in life that works without siyata d'shmaya. So before you take that time on, you say, wow, Hashem, please make it work. So that's what we're talking about. That type of simple thing. Now, if we say all over davening, we say that Hashem should bring the geula. Who should he bring the geula to? Who should he bring the geula to? So we say, for example, we say, Shomer Yisrael, Shemor She'eris Yisrael, Hashem protect us. V'ayoyivad Yisrael, Ha'oimim Shema Yisrael, because we say Shema Yisrael. Shomer Goy Echad, Hashem protect us, we're Goy Echad. V'ayoyivad Goy Echad, why? Because we are Miyachadim Shimcha, we say Hashem Echad. And then we say all the time in the tefillos of Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shema. We wait for the Geula. We say Hashem redeem us because we say Shema Yisrael. We say in the tefillah of Musaf on Shabbos, Shema Yisrael. We say Shema Yisrael. What's the schus that we say Shema Yisrael? And the answer is very simple based on what we're saying. Hashem sees Klal Yisrael and sees that there's a tzara. And now they already went through the 4 years of that process of bringing the Geula. Now we're in the fifth year. Now Hashem is ready to bring the Geula. Who's he going to bring the Geula for? Who's he going to make it work for? If the people, when it happens, are going to say, oh, Hashem brought the Geula, then Hashem wants to bring the Geula to them. But if after it happens, they're going to say, oh, it was just us, it was just coincidence, oh, forget about it, it wasn't that bad, whatever, then Hashem doesn't want to bring the Geula because it's just going to backfire. They remembered more about me before the Geula than after. So who is Hashem looking for to bring the Geula to? To the people that say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We realize everything is Hashem. Those are the people that Hashem wants to bring the Geula for. So if we can work on this, and the more we work as an individual, the more we can think about this little idea, Hashem is part of everything, I need Shad Dishma in everything, the more we are the likely to be those people that Hashem in that Tzchus will bring the Geula for them. Hashem will bring the Geula for those that look and realize everything's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, when the Geula does come, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to say, Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, Ve'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti, yogel libi b'shuasecha. Ashira la'Hashem ki gomal alai. I hope in your... I'm b'teach in your chesed, Yogel Libi, I'm happy in the Yeshua that you bring. And then, once you bring the Yeshua, Shira LaHashem, I will sing Shira to you, Hashem. So then the Goyin says, Pshat, in the Pasuk. Unbelievable. Pshat. He says, these are referring to three times in a process. During the Tzara, when there's a Tzara, Ani b'chaz decha batachti. I had b'tochen only in you, Hashem, that you were going to take us out. You were going to make it happen. Then, when it happened, Yogel Libi, I was happy b'Yeshua Secha, that I saw that it was you, Hashem, who brought the Yeshua. I'm the type of person that I see, I understand, that when there's nothing happens by itself, there's nothing that can happen by itself. It happens through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, he says, Gam b'yom Yeshuasi, Yogel Libi b'Yeshua Secha, ki lo bakashti mizulasa. I didn't ask for anything else, any other help, only from Hashem. Ashir al Hashem, and then Kasher Toshi Aloi, and then when Hashem brings the Yeshua, then I sing to Hashem because I know He was the one that brought the Geula. Who does Hashem bring the Geula? He brings the Geula for those that know that Hashem is Elokei Hashemayim, Elokei Haaretz. That Hashem runs every part of our lives. Hashem runs everything that happens, and the more we can work on those simple things in life and realize everything that's simple comes from Hashem, the more that we're likely to ignite that geula, that Hashem will say, oh, if I do this, they'll see that it's my hand. They'll see that it's me. They'll understand that it's my hand bringing the geula. If I don't know who here has time to daven, and if they do, who here has time to say Aleinu, but I would say one other suggestion. If you do say Aleinu, if you don't, keep not doing it. But if you do, then you say it, and you have time to say it. This pasuk says, "Kakasu b'sarasa v'yadata hayoyim v'ashivoisa elavavecha ki Hashem hu elokim ha'shemayim imal v'la'aretz mitachas ein oid." That we know that Hashem runs the world, but we have to bring it into our hearts. Yadata hayoyim, we know v'ashivoisa elavecha. Remind yourself constantly. I have a few groups of vadim with people, so we took on ourselves that for now, three times a day in Aleinu, we have special kavan in this pasuk. This is, as we say Aleinu, you think about this, if you have a chance to say it, this inyan, that reminds ourselves constantly, Ein Oid, that really Hashem is running the world. The more we can, like I said, so that's what Ramesh Ashtamrach was saying, that he said, the avoida now is, the way this whole thing started, was a very, very, very strong, unfortunate reminder that we need Hashem's protection. So it's gonna, the way this chus to end also is best when we realize that everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't have to go and run to the big things. We have to think about it in our own lives, and the more we can do that in Mitzvah Hashem, we will be being mekarev the geula, because we will be those people that say Hashem Echad. We are ani b'chaz decha v'tachti. We hope that Hashem's chesed. If we hope in His chesed that the Yeshua come, Yogel Libi b'Yeshua Secha, and the more we think about that, then the more we can instill it in our own life, Be'ez Hashem, we can spark the Geula, and we could spark the end to this Tzara and all the Tzaras, Be'ez Hashem. Thank you very much.